Disclaimer: the following podcast may contain some words that might be too intense or bad for younger listeners. So listeners' discretion is advised. The podcast does not have any specific theme. I just put up episodes on what I find interesting. It can range from funny stories or deep, dark, evil secrets. Everything I said is my own personal opinion. Opinions are not facts. All the episodes are done with the thought of entertainment and simple fun. Other than that, please enjoy the episode. Welcome, travelers of the world. It is me, RJ. Right now, it's episode 3. This is very exciting. Yay! For those of you who are wondering, I write all the episode scripts in advance. So all these are pre-planned topics. Though, of course, life happens and plans change. So I would adapt life as it goes. If you have new ideas, I might rewrite and reschedule my whole uploading schedule. But you guys need to tell me first. So using hashtag RJ's Journey Podcasts. I know many of you won't listen to the end, so I'll put this in the beginning. I have published a short story. Yay! The book Dystopia Manila is an anthology book written by 23 brilliant authors. My short story is The Evolution Project. Let me know what you guys think. You can search Papercat official site to download the ebook for free. I mean, who doesn't like free stuff, right? And if you're one of those nostalgic babies who likes books in physical form, you can also request a physical copy. There's also a second anthology book that I'm part of. It's called Love in Style. And this is with my new short story, The Fashion Dynasty. So far, it is still in editing phase, but I'm super excited to see my work published and to see the work of other brilliant authors in this anthology. Anyway, end of self-promotion. Let's move on to today's topic. So, today, yes, you saw the podcast title. More questions. Sorry, I just found this site and there's some fun questions that I think everyone can think about. And if you want, you can let me know your thoughts right on my social media. Don't worry, I will remind you guys at the end of the podcast. Now, onto the episode. So the site that I found is an article titled 65 Interesting Questions, the Best Ones to Get to Know Them Deeper by Jasper. I put the link in my podcast description so you can take a look if you want. Now, obviously, this is a limited podcast, so I won't answer all of them. Though, like I said, you can go check up the article yourself and let me know your thoughts on my social media. So just like my last two episodes, I will talk about the questions and give you guys my thoughts and answer. If you're still not sure what I mean, you can pause this podcast and listen to the other two first. Don't worry, I'll wait. So did you go? Perfect! Well, I mean, whether you did or didn't, still appreciate you listening to this one. Yeah! Now, on to the question. So, I will answer around 16 questions that I find interesting because maybe you can check it out yourself and answer those questions to know yourself deeper. Anyway, question numero uno. Don't know if I say that right. What quote-unquote old person things do you think you do? These aren't my words, these are from the article, so I'm just copying paste. So I do feel like I'm an old soul. There are so many things that a lot of people my age are doing I don't really do. But to answer the question, I think I listen to a lot of old songs, like in 96.3 Easy Rock. It's full of older generation song and I love listening to it. I have a coworker before who listened to my playlist on Spotify and his comments was, "Whoa, your playlist is like time traveling. It's full of songs from different generations." I know it is just a comment, but to me, I feel like it's a compliment. The other thing is knitting and crochet. I'm still a beginner, but I don't know a lot of people my age who do these things. Again, I said a lot, not all. Obviously, there might be people around my age who do these things, but you know, I don't know them. I'm just speaking for myself and not anyone else. Anyway, question 2. What do you think was cool then when you were young but isn't cool now? Earning money. Again, I'm just speaking this for myself. I don't know about everyone else, so let me explain. As a kid, I'm quite simple-minded, you know, kids being kids. I thought that earning my own money would be the coolest thing ever, because I finally get to buy whatever I want, whenever I want. I mean, there's some truth to that, but at the same time, no! One of the common piece of advice from financial advisor is to live below your means. So no, you don't get to buy whatever you want, unless you finally reach financial freedom and to not worry about income, then you might be able to buy whatever you want. Though don't get me wrong, earning money may be hard, but if you do it right, it's quite fulfilling. Does it make sense? Yes? No? Let me know. Let me know on my social media. Yeah, I want to start a subreddit, but my podcast isn't that popular yet. So let's move on. Question 03. What is something that most people learn only after it's too late? Gosh, there are just so many things, because sadly, almost all the schools I know do not teach about life in general. Mostly, they just talk about subjects, tests, exam, college, entrance exam, etc. You know what I mean if you went to school. Most of the necessary skills in life were not taught. Either your parents will have to teach you or you have to learn it yourself. Obviously, you're never too old to learn anything. Either you learn from others or you realize much later that I should have known this before. I mean, there's a lot, so I guess I'm just going to point out a few. So first, I think it's how to take care of yourself. I'm not talking about like physical aspect, but more about emotional and mental aspects of your life. Work is important and all, but always remember to have fun in life. Life is meant to be enjoyed. Second, be honest and straightforward. Being subtle is a waste of time. Sometimes being subtle and shy is okay, but it, like, in a form of respect, yeah, sure, why not? But if you feel like this is the time you need to be straightforward, then just do. Speak your mind and do that thing you want to do. Respectfully, of course. But don't waste your time being all subtle all the time. If you keep being subtle, you're just swallowing everyone's BS. You'll drive yourself crazy. You're not trying to be mean, but you're just setting yourself some boundaries. If you keep walking eggshells around them, believe me, they'll be a real pain down the road. And then blame you for being rude. Again, not trying to be mean, but set your boundaries. And, you know, value your own time. Third, take time to learn about finance. I think whether or not you're an employee, employer, freelancer, whatever, everyone should learn about finance. More often than not, people would misunderstand in a way that it means learning numbers or building a business empire. But honestly, it's more about the concept of money and discipline about money. It is more about giving yourself more options. Because, like I said, school doesn't teach you these things, and they would rather not teach you these things. So learning to why it's important to be disciplined with your money will really help the long way down the road. Question 4. What's a movie you can practically quote from start to finish? I love movies, series, and anime since I was a kid. There are a lot of movies and series that I can quote because I love rewatching them. I have really high anxiety, I guess you can say. Never diagnosed, but I just feel that way. So I love rewatching things that I have watched a million times. It just brings me comfort. Though if I really have to pick one, maybe Coraline? That's one of the movies I really, really love to rewatch. This is not a movie, but it's a series, a show that I've rewatched probably more than anything else in this world, which is The Big Bang Theory. I love watching that show so much. If there's one show that I can watch forever and probably quote from start to finish, it's probably The Big Bang Theory. That's how much I watched it. Question 5. When was the last time you did something and regret doing it? My most recent regret is to sleep at 2 a.m. and then I need to get up like in 5 a.m. to go to work. Did I regret it? Yeah, absolutely. Will I be doing it again? Actually, most probably, yes. You know, you have to do it a few more times just to make sure you regret it. Question 6. Do you think people need to post everything on social media? No. I mean, you can, but it's not really a need. To me, I'm not really that into social media, which explains why it's hard for me to promote using social media. Though, in a sense, I guess for business, it is good that you know how to handle social media, but I don't really think you need to post everything that you think to let other people know. In my case, whenever I'm on Facebook, all I did is look at dog videos, memes, funny videos, and I guess a little bit update on what the people around me are doing. But other than that, I don't really have that great of a need using social media. Question 7. Give up social media or it's the same dinner for the rest of your life? Again, I'm really not into the social media. At the same time, it only said dinner, so I assume that breakfast and lunch can be different. I picked the same dinner for the rest of my life, and in case anyone's wondering, my dinner will be hot pot. Loophole! If you know what a hot pot is, then you know why I say it's a loophole. Question 8. Do you have any ridiculous goals in life? I don't know if I would consider this ridiculous, but I would love to have a spontaneous road trip or just a late night drive down the highway and find a 24/7 diner just to sit in and talk about life. Or a spontaneous travel to another country for a few days or a week or a month. You know, escape. And escape responsibility and all that. Just to explore and do whatever. Though sadly, bad budget is always a thing. Issue being an adult. Moving on. Number 9. What is the most spontaneous thing you've ever done? Honestly, exploring the streets of Dotonbori, Osaka with my sister. That time I was traveling with a big family to Japan, and at that time, there was some quote-unquote free time to do what we want. My mom's the one who scheduled everything, but that time we just so happened to not have anything scheduled that time, so we're free to explore! I did my research extensively with regards to how to take the subway, what's probably the nearby hotel, restaurants, fun arcades, etc. And fun fact, that time when my mom booked the hotel, I didn't really know how she booked it, but that time when she booked the hotel, our hotel is actually right across a red district. But you know, live and learn. Just to let you know why this is spontaneous and special for me, because usually my mom has very hectic schedule because, you know, we don't really go to Japan a lot. So she often likes to see all of the stuff. So sometimes you don't really have that free time to do what you want. So I had a blast with my sister. We just walk around and then we actually eat at the local sushi place, which is absolutely delicious. And honestly, everywhere is delicious. You'll be surprised. You can actually pick a random restaurant in Osaka and just went in and it's delicious. I'm not joking. Seriously, try it. You don't even have to do research. Just go. Question 10. If you could shop for free in one store, which one would you choose? I'm very practical, so the grocery store. Grocery is probably one of the biggest expense in life, so being able to shop at a grocery for free would really help me save a lot of money. Question 11. Which among your biggest fear are you willing to overcome? Probably cockroaches. They're just like, ew. Not even gonna debate, they just ew. If you tell me cockroaches are not gross, you're lying. They're gross. Ew. But they're actually really good potential for waste management sources, but that's another type of podcast that I might do. Anyway, question 12. What does your perfect day look like? Honestly, just a fun, spontaneous outing with friends that will last a lifetime. And where a friend would suddenly tell me that we're going to pack our suitcase and we're going to Japan. Woo! Though it says that what the perfect day looked like, so, you know, I can dream. When I was younger, I was not allowed to do many things, so while I'm still young and still have the energy and time, I want to have stories and memories that I can tell people when I get older. Question 13. What's the weirdest thing you did as a child? I actually never told anyone this, but I think as a child, we do a lot of weird things. And the first thing that comes to mind was actually the time that I licked the fluid of a battery. Don't ask me why. I don't really know either. One day I just saw a battery on the table and it looks old with fluid coming out. I was just curious, like, I wonder what it tastes like. And I just lick it. If you wonder what it tastes like, it just tastes bad. Like, imagine sticky glue but gross. And has that weird-ish bleh taste. Question 14. Have you ever loved what you were working on so hard that you lost track of time? Oh yeah, definitely. Whenever I was writing my script or writing my stories, I always lost track of time. Because I always have so much fun writing all these things. Writing in general is fun for me. It might be a chore to someone else, but I like it. Writing is one of the few things in life where I can express myself and just be free and be who I am. Question 15. How do you define a dream job? I think a dream job is something that you can see yourself doing over and over and over and over again. Even when it gets stressful or difficult, you can overcome it. A dream job comes with a lot of sacrifices, because wanting to give up was something that will be constantly on your mind. People would often hear success stories and think, huh, it's easy. But that's because they already heard the end of the story, or they've already seen the end of the story. But I bet during those times, people on their journey, they always feel like giving up multiple times. But what got them through is their grit and trusting the process. That's actually one thing I read from the book. And also from a TED talk, that usually people who are successful isn't because they're smarter or more capable than anyone else, but because they have the grit to sustain themselves and be consistent in what they're doing. That's something you should probably do. Question 16. Our last question of the day. Yeah. Is your dream month-long vacation includes free alcohol and all your favorite food? Month-long vacation, huh? That's really a dream for most people, which is quite sad. Though for a month-long vacation, I don't really need alcohol to have fun. But it's always awesome to have more food. Food is life. Though for 1 month, I really want to be either in Japan, Taiwan, New Zealand, UK, or basically Scandinavian country. Just some of my top personal choice in terms of travel destination things and stuff. Well, so that is all for all the interesting questions that I find on the internet. Hope you guys enjoyed, and do let me know what your thoughts on my social media. And this will be not last, but this will be a break. After this one, there will be no more question and answering because I want to do something else. But I do hope you guys enjoy all of the question and answering. And hope you guys will give me some of your feedback too. I want to know what you guys think. Like, do you have a favorite perfect day, or do you have a dream destination wedding or dream destination vacation? What are you going to do? What do you think that people learn something that is way too late? Let me know. Please follow me on my social media account. My Twitter is at rjs_journey and my Instagram is rjs_journey00. Please use hashtag rjsjourneypodcast. Let me know if you have any podcast ideas, comments, or just want to say hi. Also, do follow me on my other platform. Facebook page is rj.cheshire. Hope you travelers enjoy today's podcast episode and feel free to reach out for some fun, lighthearted entertainment. Take care, stay safe, and I'll see all of you in the next podcast episode. Bye! Thank you.